News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbite. This is America's longest running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Saturday. It is March. It is the 22nd. It is Anno Domini 2003. Welcome to the first vernal edition of Soundbite.
Vernal?
Vernal edition of the year. First vernal edition of the year.
Have those new glasses really tweaked you that much? You haven't discovered before in life?
More of my brain, less of my brain is being used to see things now, so I can use it for other stuff.
Well, now Elaine's going to be able to now get maybe out of some of those cell phone deals that you signed up for, because you couldn't read the fine print.
I couldn't read the big print. You know, folks, for those of you, first of all, I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
And for those of you who haven't had your eyes checked in 3 years, maybe you should do that pretty soon.
How many?
3 years. And we're going to go to the news now. I'm astounded at it. I'm seeing stuff I didn't even know. My daughter's a cute little thing. You know that? I had no idea.
You know, she's gotten older, too.
She's gotten older. So have you, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm glad to tell you that. So have I.
That I know.
I'm trying not to look in a mirror now. Is that, now I can actually see that that's a little fuzzy. Okay, we're going to go to the news.
It's not the camera, it's your face.
Oh, yes. Oh, my heavens, I have a beard. Who knew? Who knew? Okay, we're going to start with Steve. Steve's got news.
Yes, we have some very strange news that's generating some interesting ripples on both sides of the political fence. Former Vice President Al Gore has been named to the board of directors of Apple Computer. In a statement, CEO Steve Jobs noted that Gore is an avid Mac user who edits his own videos on Final Cut. And Gore, in his statement, praises Jobs for rebuilding Apple. And it's very interesting to see how this is going to work and what's going to happen in the meantime. And then, of course, at the end of the press release that they both issued, they remark on the fact that Gore, you know, during his time in Congress 25 years ago, helped to popularize the term information superhighway that no one likes to use anymore. So it's interesting again.
Right.
And what was another article last year, Business Week, criticized Apple for having a terrible board when Larry Ellison was on the board from Oracle. So now we'll have to see that in a new article, Business Week is saying that Apple has a great board now. So we'll have to see what they say after Al Gore joins it. So now we've got all kinds of odd people on the board of directors. And it's actually very common for companies to bring in people for their board of directors who are outside of their field. In a computer company, they've got the CEO of The Gap. And the CEO of J. Crew are both on Apple's board of directors. So they're bringing in their retail knowledge into a technological arena. So it's interesting to see how different things work back and forth between all the different companies and how everyone talks to each other.
And it's exciting when they talk to each other, isn't it?
Everyone is on everyone else's board, and it's a whole big annoyance.
Cool.
Hang on a minute. My recorder just died.
Uh-oh. Okay, nobody talk till Steve's got the recorder working.
Well, I accidentally left the MP3 encoding live, and it can't do live MP3 encoding while it's actually doing the auto recording.
Ah.
Okay,
so I got to switch over to the AIF.
Well, that's because you don't have a quad processor machine.
Yeah, this is only an old 400.
Cheese and crackers.
Get in.
We're going to go on to the news with Dave Enright, sitting here in the middle in the black shirt.
Yeah. Well,
for those of you on the web.
Yeah. We should mention to the folks that you can go to the web and see us.
There's already 24 people doing that right now.
I mean, if you really want to, you know, get a good scare that the war hasn't been enough, you can go over to our website and see us. We've got a webcam set up, and you can, view it there. One thing I want to say, because I told them that I would, is I have a nephew who is now over, and I'm not sure whether he's over in Iraq or Iran, who knows, or Kuwait, rather. But it's Private Ryan Enright, and he's with the HHC 11th Transportation Division. So I've been corresponding, and it kind of upsets me that I haven't, you know, heard from him in a while. But the other thing that the story leads to is right now, well, he's over there. They've got some idiots over in Sweden who are sitting there saying that you can get these different war picks and use them as different themes,
screensavers,
yeah, and screensavers and all that. And gee, guess what, folks? They're viruses.
Well, duh.
You know, I mean, these folks just don't have a life, so avoid them at all costs.
Yeah, if somebody sends you pictures from Iraq, they're fake. We're going to take a quick break for the news, back in just a couple of minutes with Soundbites on 1180 WHKM.
Hey, everybody, this is Wham's Health and Fitness reporter Liz Bonus, and you might want to watch what you put in your mouth. And, of course, if you need a little help doing that, we have our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter. Those are free. It's all the stuff we talk about Monday through Friday in your Wham Morning News and in our Saturday hour at 11 a.m.
Be sure to pick up the Lighten Up with Liz newsletter brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printers, at Christina Breen State Farm Insurance Office, Westridge Road in Greece, at Fonte Healthcare Solutions on Portland Avenue, at the Craft Antique Co-op on Ridge Road West in Greece, and at all key bank branches in Monroe County.
And that's when I realized it was all just a silly dream.
Good thing you woke up. This is a great breakfast.
That's because it's made with Spam.
That sounds complicated.
Well, it's not. All I did was scramble some eggs, fry up some slices of Spam, and then I put it all on a plate.
Wow, I'd sure like some more, but there's none left.
More Spam!
Did someone ask for Spam?
More Spam!
Crazy tasty!
I have one goal in life, and that's to get as much free stuff as humanly possible. If it's free, I want it. That's why I can't imagine a better place to be than at CompUSA's amazing anniversary sale. Because when you buy any desktop or notebook computer, you get a boatload of free stuff. Oh, this is free stuff. Paradise! You get a free Epson stylus printer, a free wireless networking package with free installation, a free PC relocator, a free Memorex 30 pack of CDRs, and free Norton Internet Security 2003. That's a $375 value, and your cost is? There is no cost. Are you listening? It's free when you buy any desktop or notebook computer. But this deal ends Sunday, so hurry to CompUSA's anniversary sale now. What, are you busy? Believe me, for this you'll want to find some free time. All offers are after mail-in rebates and instant savings. Offer excludes Apple. Quantities limited. See store for details.
CBS News Update. I'm Ed Crane.
Our troops are performing as we would expect, magnificently.
Allied Commander General Tommy Franks, Wadi Iraqi city Nasiriyah has fallen. Coalition forces now control the airport and a key bridge in oil-rich Basra and have their hands full with Iraqi soldiers who've stopped fighting. Correspondent Cammie McCormick tells us about that. In Baghdad, another night of bombing and missile attacks underway. This time the attack began before sundown, as David Martin reports.
This is a race against time because the U.S. Is trying to win the public relations battle in the rest of the Arab world, and the longer this takes, the more civilian casualties there are going to be.
The Pentagon has yet to confirm a British report that four American soldiers en route to Basra were killed by Iraqi rocket grenades. CENTCOM now reports two American journalists have been killed and one injured today after crossing the border into Iraq. No news organization affiliation or names as yet. CBS News Update, I'm Ed Crane.
If you're thinking you'd like a new car or truck for spring, now is the time to get more than your money's worth at the Randall Farnsworth Auto Group. As part of March Madness, we're in a full court press for your business. For a limited time, score big savings with financing as low as 0% for 60 months. Or take home a huge rebate. Plus, exclusive Randall Farnsworth discounts of up to $10,000. And time is running out to get out of your GMAC lease early and into one of our huge selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. See it for all the details. Then get in on the Randall Farnsworth Full Court Press and save. Take the short drive to Rochester Road in Canandaigua and join over 85 years of satisfied customers at Randall Pontiac Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Farnsworth Chevrolet Oldsmobile Cadillac will be there.
It's time you got more than your money's worth. That's the Farnsworth and Randall way.
It's exotic, yet somehow familiar. Its beauty will intrigue you. This is Australia's own Black Swan, the inspiration for Black Swan Shiraz. It's a bold, yet remarkably smooth red wine, that perfectly captures the character of Australia. Awaken your sense of adventure. Discover Black Swan. Imported by Black Swan USA, Hayward, California.
America's longest running computer radio show is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. 50,000 watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
And there he is on the website. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Wright.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites. And don't worry, folks, if there is breaking news in the war over in Iraq, we will be going to it, so you won't miss a beat. But in the meantime, we'll be doing computer stuff. Microsoft warned on Friday about a serious flaw in almost every version of its popular Windows software that could allow hackers to seize control of a person's computer when the victim reads emails or visits websites. The urgency is critical, and which is its highest level. They've urged customers to download a free patch from the website at Microsoft.com/security. They don't know of anybody that's actually used it yet, but the time between disclosure of a new flaw and such break-ins has become increasingly short. Basically, it tricks Windows or the user, of course, into processing unsafe code built into a web page or an email program. Mostly it's Outlook and Outlook Express and Outlook 2000. If you are using Outlook Express 6 or Outlook 2002, you are protected from this particular exploit. So it's like the I Love You virus and a bunch of others. Don't open email from people you don't know, and don't click on anything in an email unless
you have the folks you do
verified
know.
From the person right that it's something that you should be getting.
There's a similar issue coming with pop-up windows. Window will pop up when you're on the web and say, you've got a virus. Click here to clean it out.
Right.
It's not your antivirus program doing it. It's either a virus attacking you,
right,
or it's an advertisement for someone's antivirus software.
Right.
So you're getting virus attacks, your download is not optimized, or your security is at risk.
Your speed could be.
They're advertisements. And on the Mac side, when that happens, we can tell a little easier because it's a Windows button.
Yeah, right.
It's the square Windows button instead of the round Mac button, so we know it's not a Mac window popping up. But
I've shut off pop-ups. I'm using Mozilla, I can shut down pop-ups. I never see them.
Until they figure out the next way to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now download the newest version of Mozilla.
That's
all right with me. We're going to head to the phones now, and our first caller, look how clearly you write. That's amazing. Steve from Batavia. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Just discovering that now? We've been on the show for a year.
I kind of look at it and think maybe that says Steve, could be Batavia. Now I can actually see it. Go ahead, Steve. What's your question?
Well, I have just put in Windows XP Professional.
Mm-hmm.
And just added the Nero CD burner.
Right.
My computer. First time burning it, everything went fine. I tried to burn another CD. The burning went fine. The process went fine. And it just said click next to proceed after the burn was finished.
Mm-hmm.
Click next, the whole computer shut down. Everything shut down on it.
Steve, did you, when you installed that, what version of Nero was it?
Oh, goodness.
Because if you took the one right out of the box,
yes,
that's most likely 5.50.
Okay.
And they're now up to version 5.5.9. They're starting to take after the Mac.
There were a couple of specific XP patches, too.
Yeah, they just came. The 5.8 incorporated the XP patches into it. But now I think they're up to 5.5.9.
Okay.
And the other thing, too.
It's getting confusing. Yeah. It's too much like the Mac people. I like 5.59.
Yeah, but the Mac people have things like J's and left elbows in there, too.
Yeah. The Windows serial or version numbers have always been that long. They just hide them better.
Right, you never see them. So anyway, Steve, the deal is you need to update.
Okay.
Now, can you get it to boot again?
Well, I had to turn the computer back on by the power source.
Right.
And now the Windows will not. I get a little window that says your Windows files are corrupt.
All right. What you might want to try doing because it sounds like the register got messed up.
Okay.
Is if when you're rebooting, hold down the control key.
Okay.
You'll get a menu.
Yes.
And that menu, one of the options there is last known good boot up.
Okay.
Select that and see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
I had an XP customer week that
give it a shot. Thank you.
Okay.
Somehow their machine got so hosed that the last known the last known good boot wouldn't work. Safe mode wouldn't work.
I've got one
safe mode
like
command prompt wouldn't work.
Wow. Yeah, I've got one right now in the shop like that.
So we had to reinstall Windows, and then where'd my applications go? Well, we got to reinstall those too.
No, you can do a reinstall over reinstall. For folks that don't know what we're talking about here, if like Windows 98.
Like us.
Yeah.
Well, 98, you know, you can sit there and put 98 over 98. We're always telling folks that. The trick around there of this is when you go to install Windows XP over XP, there's the first button that will say restore or repair. You go by that one. You go on it and you'll be asked to do a repair or reinstall.
Yeah,
and it will install Windows XP over Windows XP, and all your applications and everything else are there. The only thing I'm really ticked right now with Windows XP.
Only thing.
The only thing that it happened to come upon me because happened to have a Pentium 4 1.5 gigahertz machine and motherboard. We wanted to try it out.
Sure.
I was thinking, ooh, maybe even my home.
Ooh, ah. Why?
If you switch motherboards and...
Oh, right. You have to do a reinstall.
And so I would have to sit there and literally reinstall all my programs.
Yep.
Set everything back up.
Microsoft isn't interested in you upgrading your hardware.
Well, what I'm thinking of is what happens if somebody blows up their machine, the motherboard dies, and I got to replace the motherboard.
Too dang bad.
You got to sit there and replace everything. You're hosed.
Too dang bad.
And then your XP activation code won't work because it says this has already been used.
Right. You got to call them and reactivate
it. Too dang bad all the way across the board. We're going to go to our next caller, Justin from Rochester. Welcome, Justin. What's your question?
Hey, thanks. Just wondering if you can elaborate a little bit more on something I caught in, I think it was one of the transcripts. If you're choosing XP as your OS, where are you really tapped out, say, like on your processor with, you know, like with Xeons and all these different things that are out now, what would be the ideal fit?
First, for those of you who don't know, the transcript is from our every Friday night. I don't know if I can mention this or not, but I'm going to. Every Friday night at 7 p.m., our news hosts a live online chat. And we'd love to have all of you come and visit us. Go to ournews.com, scroll to the bottom of the screen. And if it is indeed between 7 and 8 p.m., you'll see a link there to join us for the live online chat. And one week somebody asked me what the perfect XP fit is. XP, in terms of processor, can take anything. So what fits best is what your wallet can afford. That's not a problem. And in terms of memory, it's really a low-end problem, not a high-end problem. You want a minimum of a 500 megahertz processor. You want a minimum of 256 meg of RAM. In terms of high-end, it's whatever your wallet will bear. The more memory you have, the better off you are. In fact, if you have a choice between buying memory and a new processor, get memory.
Yeah.
In fact, in many cases, the minimums are just that, the minimum to make it work. You know, a recommended usable working configuration is a 1,000 megahertz processor, 1,000 megs of RAM, and 10,000 megs of hard drive.
Right.
Yeah, I just had a client get her machine, and she's wondering why it's running so slow in there. Somebody upgraded her through Windows XP. She was running with 32 meg of memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it worked. I have so many windows open at once that half a gig of RAM is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because I have so many things open at once that I'm working on, I need more RAM.
Yep.
It's embarrassing to say that half a gig of RAM is not enough.
When we used
things,
to deal
things
with
accumulate over time.
Yeah.
So would you say there's true value then in like, say like a Xeon or the 3.06?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Whatever the wallet can afford.
Whatever the wallet can afford, you should go for. Now, if you've already got a 2.4 and you're going up to a 2.6, what's the point?
Right.
But if you're going, you know, if you're making a significant jump, you're good. We have to take a quick break again. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Nina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHM.
September morning, threats that had gathered for years in secret and far away led to murder in our country on a massive scale.
The station to turn to when you need to know now.
As a result, we must look at security in a new way because our country is a battlefield in the first war of the 21st century.
News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Across the world, we're hunting down the killers and we're showing them the definition of American justice.
Depend on it. For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
When you think big, you go places, get bigger rewards. That notion is especially true right now at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Because during the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales event, you can get big savings on every new Lincoln and Mercury in stock, including the redesigned 2003 Mercury Grand Marquis, the best-handling Grand Marquis ever, with improved steering, braking, and more horsepower. Available now with your choice of 0% APR financing or $3,500 cash back. APR varies by term. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 3/31/2003. See dealer for details. The V8 powered full-size Mercury Grand Marquis, the best value in its class, just got better with your choice of 0% APR financing or $3,500 cash back during the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales event. But hurry, the offer ends soon. See your local Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
We at the Home Depot would like to introduce you to some special people you may not know. Kamila Banks, for one. Today, she helped a family plan their nursery. And Denise Wheeler, a woman who's never met a stranger and can teach you how to lay tile like the pros. And then there's Fred Barger. He lights up when you talk paint. He started as a seasonal associate, and now he's an assistant store manager. And together, they're building something special, an experience we call the Home Depot. We believe that if you're passionate about sharing your knowledge, helping others, and building something that will last, then you'll love working with us. You see, at the Home Depot, we believe in the abilities of all people to make a difference. That's why we're proud to be an equal opportunity employer. Apply for full-time, part-time, or seasonal opportunities at the employment kiosk at any Home Depot and build your future, your community, your career. Join the Home Depot and build something.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Here he is, Nick Francesco.
Dave Enright.
Dave Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is the joy, the magnificence, the awe of Soundbite.
Word of the week?
Awe.
As in, I guess.
Shock and awe.
Shock and awe.
Shock and awe.
Right here on your own radio.
Shock and awe. Is that an Indian tribe?
No, it's a musical group.
Okay, good. Sure, I remember them. The Electric Shock and Awe. I remember them from the 60s.
It's
the only thing I remember from the 60s.
Well,
if you can, you weren't there. I don't remember anything.
Before we go to the next call, let's make one final point on the last guy. You know, he's talking about the new Xeon 3.0 gigahertz.
From Justin.
If all you're doing is playing solitaire, then you don't need all that power.
Right.
But it works fine. Yeah.
Right. Right. But the reality is your computer can't be fast enough. One of the things we talked about in this week's online chat was should I go up from a 2.4 to 2.66?
Mm-hmm.
That's really half of 1% increase in
speed, you're not even going to notice it.
Put it in memory.
You know, whichever one of those you get, it's going to be the same processor as far as you're concerned.
Yeah.
What really counts is, you know, a 2 or a 3 or a 2 and a 2.5. Well, then now you're talking about something.
I still state that over 50% of the folks out there don't use half the power in their machines as it is.
Well, that's right. If what you mostly do is click on websites and type, your machine already spends 99.9% of its time waiting.
Hello.
So, you know, now it's going to spend 99.999% of its time waiting. You're not gaining anything, really.
Oh, we got to mention.
No, we don't have to.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
That this Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
We're going to be over at the Soho Show. That's
Soho.
Small office, home office, business show from 11 to 2.
11 to 2.
So if you've got your lunch hour and you're downtown, or
I believe at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center.
Come on down from 11 to 2, and we're going to be there to meet and greet and have a lot of fun.
It's kind of the consolation prize for canceling the roadshow. We get to do that instead. So we'll be there from 11 to 2, Soho Roadshow. Soho.
And maybe we should mention for people that haven't noticed yet, the roadshow next Saturday has been postponed.
The roadshow has been postponed.
To an unspecified date.
Right. At an unspecified location, at an unspecified date.
Sounds like our military.
Yeah, well, we will be reviewing.
I can't tell you anymore right now without seriously jeopardizing this mission.
Right, but without seriously lying to you, because we don't know anything personally. But we are going to be redoing the roadshow. It's not here now. And
then maybe Lolly Gay can make it this time.
That's right.
That's
why we canceled. The real reason we canceled it, Lolly couldn't make it.
Now she wants us to go shopping with our wives. And I put out a note there to her that I was going to take my wife shopping for more chrome, but she wants to chrome my hair.
Yeah.
Lolly does.
You know, folks, if you're not in the forums, right, if you're not playing in the forums, you're missing a good half of what goes on in sound bites. You really are. Our next caller is Mark from Irondequoit. Welcome, Mark. What's your question?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I just want to preface my question that I'm new to using a Mac iBook. Okay? So I just bought one, and it came with the capabilities to burn CDs, but I can't figure it out. So can you give me a hint maybe on how to get started on it?
Stick a blank CD. Well, you
I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah,
are you doing a data CD or an audio CD?
Well, I put a blank rewritable CD in the drive.
Yeah.
And I did copy some files to it, and then I wanted to to add more files to it because I did not fill up the disk, and it tells me it's restricted. I can't get into it.
Right.
You know what I did?
An RW disk, you erase and then write to it again. You cannot randomly rewrite onto it like a hard drive. Optical drives don't work that way.
So if he makes it in, doesn't Mac have the capability like NCD?
Can you recommend a software package then for the Mac?
Because usually you can turn it into a big, huge floppy that you can constantly take things down and off with NCD.
Unfortunately, Adaptec has never updated their direct CD software recently. So for right now, there is a shareware program, see if I can find it offhand, that will allow you. So the other issue is that the Apple standard software burns disk at once. So if you have 5K on your disk, it burns the entire disk with that 5K on it. You can get a commercial program Toast from Roxio that includes session at once information. So if you have 5K of data, it just burns 5K, leaves the rest of the disk available for burning more things later. What was the name of it? Nathan just found it for me. There's a shareware program that does the same thing in the Mac OS. To give you that session information. Every time you burn a session, you get a new icon on your desktop. So if you have a CD with 5 sessions, you'll get 5 different CD icons.
So I burn it once, I want to add more to it, I have to erase all that. What happens to that data that was already on it?
You erase it.
On then. So I have to burn everything, the old and new stuff, together.
Yep.
Right. Most of the time, if you want to add to the disk, you copy what's on the disk and move it back to your hard drive, erase the disk, then move everything back over.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a shareware program called CD Session Burner that will allow you to burn sessions instead of burning the entire disk in one shot.
I've got an idea for a person that wants to write some neat software out there. Is to create a program that'll burn, back up all your stuff.
My name on there, and I can get into the what's on the hard drive. You just have to.
No, you're breaking
Mark,
up.
Mark, you're breaking up. I'm sorry. We're completely losing you. I apologize, but I don't know what happened, but you were breaking up something terrible. I'm afraid we're going to have to go on to our next call now. Barb in Marilla, New York?
That's me.
Where's Marilla?
It's about 25 miles east of Buffalo.
Ah, Marilla Gorilla.
Do you know where East Aurora is?
I do know where East Aurora is.
I'm about 8 miles east of that.
Cool. Oh, so you're east of East Aurora.
Yeah.
Okay.
How far are you from Eden? I've been there.
Eden, I don't know, probably 30.
Ah.
There you go. Well, welcome. What's
east
your question?
Eden? Yeah.
Thank you. It's kind of an illiterate question, but I'm sure you're used to that.
You'd never be afraid to ask any question.
The only dumb question is the one you don't answer.
Good. I'm glad you feel that way. My husband gave me this article out of the paper, what you discussed about the Windows flaw.
Yeah.
And I got on last night, and they tell you to disable your Norton antivirus.
Right.
To install this.
Right.
Then I got to a point where it said it's going to take 160-some minutes to install this.
Yes, if you're on a
dial-up.
A dial-up connection, yes.
Oh, okay. Is that dangerous to have your antivirus uninstalled for that long?
Yes, it is. And that's the interesting dichotomy in updating anything from Windows. You can leave your antivirus running during the download, and then just as it's about to end, you turn it off so that while it's doing the actual install, it's off.
Okay. I was shocked when I saw 160-some minutes. I said, I'm not going to go through with this. I was afraid of it.
Yeah, the problem is that the fixes that Microsoft comes out with are generally huge.
Oh, really?
And of course, everybody at Microsoft is on some sort of broadband connection, so they don't
care. T1-9 or whatever.
Right. So, they don't really have a choice. It's going to be as big as it's going to be. They can't help that. The real problem is that I don't know anywhere that you can download the fix as a file and then save it to your hard drive and install it later. If you've got Windows 2000, you can do that because they have the download and install later option and the auto update, but that's about it.
I have Windows XP.
Yeah. I don't really know what to tell you at this point, Barb. It's a problem that they have, and I don't have a solution for it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we don't have much of a choice. It's going to be one or the other.
Take your computer to a friend's house that has high-speed connection.
If you have a network card in your machine, yeah.
What do you mean if I have a network card?
Well, there's a card that connects the, it's called a NIC, a network interface card. Mm-hmm. And it's the thing that connects the computer to a regular network, like if you were on Roadrunner or DSL of some sort, Lightning Link, whatever.
What you'd look for, there's actually two ways to do it. One is you look on the back of your computer and see if there's an oversized phone jack, and that would be your network connection. But if you go over to a friend's house and they've got a USB modem set up for their Roadrunner or DSL, you can take it over there and just plug it into your USB port, and off of that, quick download and up through the patches.
Buffalo doesn't use the Roadrunner brand. They have Adelphia has their own cable modem internet service.
Well, some people around here have Roadrunner.
Oh, they're starting to expand that brand name too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't Adelphia have trouble?
Yeah,
a while ago.
That wasn't.
So Time Warner's taking over.
Nothing wrong with that from my point of view.
That would be an option for you. The other option is wait until Microsoft issues a CD. Eventually, they come out with service packs that have all of these other updates rolled into them, and then you can order a CD from them with all those packs on it.
How do you find out about that?
Keep tuned to the Microsoft website and wait till they issue a press release that they've released the update.
But it's never really a good idea to wait quite that long
to
get the CD.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Because it says in the paper, even visiting websites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really need that update. And I'm sorry, it is going to take that long, but your best bet, I think, leave your antivirus running until it's just about done with the download, then turn it off and let it install, and then turn it back on again.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks, Barb.
Thanks so much.
We're going to take another quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Lins, and Amina Francesco on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Today, finding a job can be challenging, and the first step in getting to work is getting to an interview. Hi, I'm Bill Nojay. As volunteer chairman at RTS, we want to make sure that during these difficult economic times, we're doing all we can to make your life easier. That's why we've started Jobs First.
For our economy to improve, we've all got to get to work. And the first step in getting to work is getting to an interview. That's where we can help. If you're interviewing for a new job, give us a call. We'll send you a bus pass so you can get to the interview and back home again, free. It's that simple. Jobs first at RTS. Call us at 288-1700 so we can help you help your family. 288-1700. When it comes to getting our economy moving, you have a partner. RTS and Jobs First. Because finding a job is hard enough. Getting there shouldn't be.
I told my parents, like, just go to, like, bullying with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No, that's dating. Do you know your chances of getting date raped, pregnant, sexually transmitted disease, or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero because your parents have some backbone?
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham!
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Sunday afternoon, round two for the Syracuse basketball Orangemen in the NCAA tournament. Coverage of SU and the Big Dance begins at 2 Sunday on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
He's Bob Lonsberry, and this is his town.
Bitch kills baby. That's really what happened here, okay? This is not like a tragedy. If you're going down the road and your car rolls over and people are injured or die, that's a tragedy. When you murder a baby, we would more typically call that a freaking crime. See, they don't want to report the fact that the autopsy also showed that the little baby girl was suffocated. Because all of a sudden, Colleen Smith is not that sympathetic a character, is she?
Bob Lonsberry. Weekdays, 11 till 2 on WHAM. Rochester's official winter weather station. News Radio 1180, WHAM. Rochester, a clear channel radio station.
CBS News. I'm Ed Crane. It's mid-evening now in Baghdad, where sporadic bomb and missile attacks are being reported. So far, nowhere near the scope of the awesome Allied strike which rained down on the Iraqi capital last night. But Allied Commander General Tommy Frank says there's plenty more to come.
This will be a campaign unlike any other in history. A campaign characterized by shock, by surprise, by flexibility, by the employment of precise munitions on a scale never before seen.
It was the first media briefing from the Gulf since the start of the war. The clear message, according to correspondent David Martin.
It is going as well as a military operation can go, given the fact that you always have the fog and friction of war. And probably the most significant piece of information that he had, at least to my ears, was the picture he showed of Iraqi troops surrendering.
CENTCOM says their number is now in the thousands, with hundreds more simply laying down their weapons and heading home. One Iraqi city, Nasiriyah, has fallen to the coalition forces, while the battle for Basra, Iraq's second largest city, is much more fierce. Jeremy Thompson of Britain Sky News is in the city of Safwan en route to Basra.
We've seen their armor trundling up towards the battlefront around Basra and to the north of Basra all day. Hundreds and hundreds of armored vehicles, Challenger tanks, huge guns and munitions heading forward to reinforce the battlefront. We're with the support group just behind them here. These are the crucial people who keep them supplied and replenished.
But the Allies and those who are covering this war are paying a price. A British reporter embedded in a U.S. division rolling toward Basra reports four U.S. soldiers were killed today when their convoy was attacked, a report not yet confirmed by the Pentagon. And from CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick in Qatar.
There were two reporters who were killed clearing a checkpoint earlier today at Qasr, and they were apparently killed by Iraqis. There has apparently been an Australian journalist who was killed in northern Iraq, and now we're hearing that three journalists were killed at Nasiriyah, and at least one of those journalists was French.
Also confirmed the deaths of a U.S. naval officer and six British colleagues in the collision of two British naval helicopters over the Persian Gulf. The president devoted his weekly radio address to the war, offering words of encouragement and support to the families of American military personnel. In the Democratic response, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi offered this.
As leaders in Congress, we pledge to our forces and their families
you will have all the support you need to win this war and to win the peace.
First 9/11, then a sagging economy, now war, all taking a big toll on the nation's airlines. Yesterday, United and Northwest announced a series of layoffs and schedule reductions to help offset the loss of passenger traffic because of war jitters. This is CBS News.
Hey, we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No. I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I'm way too busy to get a line of credit right now, so I'm letting LendingTree.com get one for me. Well, actually, they're getting me four. I fill out one simple form and get four offers back within hours. I will eventually have to take a minute to choose one, but that's the fun part anyway.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with a WHAM News update. Schools across New York State are reviewing whether or not to take field trips because of the war that's underway in Iraq. It was today the 30 students from the Rochester City School District were to head for New York City. That field trip was canceled. Several hundred leaflets denouncing Saddam Hussein have disappeared from the campus of the Rochester Institute of Technology. A banner reading "Proud to be an American" was taken down on campus as well. RIT's college Republicans say someone has been taking down their patriotic symbols almost as fast as they go up. Stay with WHAM News for the very latest in Iraq. It's all part of our coverage of America at War. Parents in the East Irondequoit School District were to meet with the school officials this morning to talk about an incident that put students in lockdown for some time yesterday. A BB pistol was found in a student's locker at the Eastridge Junior Senior High School. A man suffered serious burns this morning when fire broke out inside of a home on Argyle Park in the city. Firefighters got the call around 8:15. The man was taken to Strong Hospital's burn unit. Another person was taken in for evaluation. A firefighter suffered burns to his shoulders. He was taken to Rochester General Hospital. No word on what sparked that blaze. We'll have a check of radar weather next. WHAM News Time, now 105.
New Radio 1180, WHAM, in-depth team coverage to keep you informed. Rochester's news leader, 24 hours a day. Depend on it.
Paradise awaits you through the Garden Gate at Gardenscape 2003, March 20th through the 23rd at the Dome Center in Henrietta. Dozens of spectacular gardens awaken your senses and transport you into a world of garden fantasies. See what surprises await you as you stroll through the whimsical garden gates and into this glorious paradise. Discover the latest trends in landscaping, talk with the experts, attend daily seminars, or shop for that unique garden item. Tickets at the door are $10 for adults, $5 for children 6 through 12, and 3 for kids 5 and under. Pre-show discount tickets are available at Row Photographic Video and Audio, 1737 Mount Hope Avenue, and at Row on the Ridge, corporate sponsor of Gardenscape 2003. You never know what you'll find when you stroll through the garden gate at Gardenscape 2003. Find out more at RochesterFlowerShow.com. Gardenscape 2003, produced by your local landscapers, the Genesee Finger Lakes Nursery and Landscape Association.
The Realtors are supporting sponsor of Gardenscape 2003.
Dad, this race car game is awesome. Want to try?
Oh, I love that game, but not with a bad headache.
You want to go home?
The moment of choice. Which will work better on your headache? Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, you'll feel better faster with Advil Liquid Gels. These advanced liquid-filled capsules rush relief where you need it. They're proven to work faster, stronger, better than Tylenol on tough pain.
Can we stay a little longer?
Let's try virtual reality skiing.
Yeah!
For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
Here's the WHAM radar weather forecast for Rochester and Western New York from News Source 13. For today, some early sunshine and cloudy with showers likely this afternoon. May even hear a few rumbles of thunder throughout the day, a high of 46 degrees. For tonight and the overnight, cloudy with rain showers likely, some patchy fog in spots, a low of 34. For Sunday, cooler and cloudy with a chance of an early rain or wet snow shower, a high of 41. And for Monday, mild with a mixture of sun and clouds throughout the day, a high of 57 degrees. In studio, Rochester radar from News Source 13 not showing any precipitation. Right now, downtown, overcast skies, 47 degrees. More sound bites on the way next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's news leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
America's longest running computer show, Soundbite, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Someday we'll get that fixed.
I'm Nick
Francesco. Right, I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Back to the phones in just a minute, but first we're going to talk a little bit about the Soundbites website. We're at Soundbites, that's Bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you, soundbites.org. If you go to the main page, the first thing you'll
Francis?
See... I don't even know who Francis is. I mean, I know who she is. I mean, I have her name. But I've never met her. She just sent me this mail like 2 years ago.
We got to meet her sometime.
We should meet her sometime. She should call in. If she even listens anyway, she's probably sick of hearing her voice, hearing her name. We have this website, soundbites.org, and there's a whole bunch of stuff on it that you should be involved in. First is the poll. We have a different poll every week. Last week's poll was about wireless networking. We had 308 votes, and I would like to thank each and every one of you who voted.
Personally, alphabetically, one at a time.
Alphabetically, one at a time. And that puts it, 308 votes is number 17 on the all-time vote poll, by the way. We had 308 votes for wireless networking. The choices were got it, want it, yawn, and other. Please leave an opinion. The majority of you, 51%, or 157 votes, said yawn. 22% of you want it. 20% of you got it. And 7% of you were other, and you got to leave an opinion. We'll talk about opinions in just a moment. This week's poll is about the Soundbites Roadshow. We do have the road. We did have this roadshow thing happening. It got canceled this week for various reasons here and there. And so I put up a poll last night. We don't need no stinking roadshow. In the opinions section, every week somebody says we don't need no stinking whatever the opinion is about. Ken Cooper, every week, stays up till midnight. And I don't know what this 14-year-old kid is doing staying up till midnight on a Friday night.
He needs to get out.
Kenneth?
Get a life.
Yeah. He's 14. He's not allowed to have a life yet.
Well, with his other friends.
Oh, yeah. But they're not, it's midnight. He's home. You're not out with your friends at 14 at midnight.
No, you should be in bed.
You have to wait till you're 15.
Yeah. My stepdaughter wouldn't leave until midnight.
Yeah.
Really?
But anyway, somebody always writes, you kidding me, Kenny, right? Because he always signs in at midnight. And so this week's poll was, we don't need no stinking roadshow. The choices were, I am so depressed, too bad, who cares, and you kidding me, Kenny Wright, 00:00. And so far we have 66 votes in the poll. I am so depressed is winning by a slim margin, followed by too bad, followed by you kidding me, Kenny Wright, and only 15 of you don't care about the roadshow.
Why don't they?
I don't know. It's their choice.
I can't understand why they would.
Certainly. After you have given your vote, you're allowed to go over and enter an opinion. And so far, we have 10 opinions on this particular one. And you can go read those yourself at the opinion section. But that's part of our website. At the Soundbites website, we have a lot of other really interesting stuff. We have
the forums
where every week you get to go, every day, every hour if you want to, you get to go in and leave information. We have lots of people, very, very fascinating and wonderful people are the mainstay of our forum. Dave, Steve, and I are not the mainstays of the forum. We're not in it as much as some other people, and that's fine. That's what we like.
You know who we haven't seen in a while?
What?
Black and tan.
Well, we heard about it. He was in a car accident. He's
oh, really?
He's healing. He's getting better, they say, but we haven't heard from him.
They can still have a keyboard in front of him.
Doggone right. He should have. Somebody get that boy a keyboard.
Hey.
I don't know where he is now. I think he's in St. Something. He's not actually over in Australia at the moment, or New Zealand. He's over
what
in...
What kind of slack?
He's somewhere here.
He's in this hemisphere.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as he listens to the show.
Exactly. As long as he's listening, that's what counts.
We wish him well.
We wish you well, and we hope you're back on your feet soon. Don't forget, swimming to America would be good therapy for you. We also have a guest book. Please leave your feelings and insights about Soundbites there. We have...
Calendar?
The people... We have a calendar of events. Oh, didn't take off the roadshow yet, and I suppose I should do that. But you
can
find out what's going on.
Roadshow on it anymore?
Right. but the, right there, there. We I should take that off. But there's if you go to the calendar, and we also have some great artists in the forums, and they've been putting together logos. Our logo changes regularly.
The movie.
The logo from the leprechauns, because that's over. And then we have movie posters, which, frankly, are my favorite part of the thing right now. I'm having a great time seeing them and reading them and looking at them, and it's pretty neat stuff. So join us on our website, soundbites.org, and come and see what we do and how we do it and why we do it, and come and play with us. But we're going to play right now.
Well, I was going to, an interesting segue, going to play. There's a strange little website called crazyapplerumors.com.
Very nice.
And they have a press release that President Bush is demanding a recount in Gore's election to the Apple Bowl.
Eventually the Supreme Court will
those
step in. Chad
will get in the way again.
Yep.
Right, I don't know who we're going to hang, but it won't be Chad. Our next caller, Steve from Greece. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Hi.
Hi.
I just started using my brand new CD burner.
Congratulations.
Last night. Yeah. And I just had a question. When you compile a list of, in this case, MP3 files.
Right.
And it and the software tabulates them and says it tallies them up, and it, well, to make a long story short, it seems as though I have a total of a certain amount of megabytes that the
right.
Songs are going to take up.
Right.
And it seems like a relatively small amount.
Sure.
And then I put in a CD that supposedly holds 650 megabytes, and right. It says it's
too
not
many.
All going to fit.
Right. Here's the deal. You can save data to a CD in one of two ways. As data, as MP3 files, right. Which are very small, or as audio, which makes it a regular CD and only holds 70, 80 minutes, whatever size you've got.
Uh-huh.
If you have a CD player that will play MP3s, then you can save them as MP3s and put 650 meg of them on there. I took a trip to Arizona recently. I brought a dozen CDs with me that had probably 200-300 hours of music on them. But if you burn them as an audio CD, it's not the size of the file, but the length of the song that counts.
So you only get 10 or 12 songs to reach that 70 minutes.
Right. So the first thing to do is check to see if your CD player will indeed play MP3s. If it does, you can burn it not as an audio CD, but as a data CD.
I understand that. No, I deliberately wanted to make it so it'll go into any CD.
So you can take it to the car.
Right. At that point, it's the length of time that the song takes, not the file.
And your burning software may convert the MP3 back into an AIF that the audio needs.
Right, and that's the problem. It's based on time. I'm sorry, there's no way around that.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we have to take another break. This is going to happen a lot. We've got lots of breaks because there's a real world out there. And in case you missed it, there's some interesting things going on. Back in just a couple of minutes with Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
When you hear the phrase,
"Hey, come on down,"
what do you think of? Shopping for a car, right? And when you hear,
"Come on in and see us,"
do you picture yourself walking through an endless number of car lots? John Holt says, your time is priceless. Stay at home and shop. Visit johnholtz.com. It's the new way to shop for a car, and it's the way it should be. Easy and relaxing, without the stress or pressure. In the comfort of your own home, you'll find a site that's updated every 24 hours with new, pre-owned, even future cars. Each car has pricing, pictures, and full detailed descriptions. You can reach a John Holtz Internet salesperson 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by phone, cell, pager, fax, or email. You'll also get a response back within 1 hour. You can also schedule service appointments and save with service coupons, order parts and accessories, apply for your vehicle online, and receive free home delivery. Relax and check it out for yourself on your terms and at your convenience. JohnHoltz.com. Just shop, click, buy, and drive. All at JohnHoltz.com.
Life is good. Enjoy yourself. It will then lead
Take advantage of preseason savings at all four Ace Swim and Leisure stores now. We know you aren't big on wacky gimmicks and high-pressure sales tactics. That's why Ace Swim and Leisure guarantees the best price on any comparable item, no matter when you shop. Remember how sultry it was last summer? The weather gurus are calling for more of the same this year, so get to Ace for preseason pool, patio, and spa savings. Be one of the first on our installation list, and be first in the pool, too.
Have a great vacation in your own backyard.
Turn your backyard into a summer vacation paradise with an above-ground pool, spa, or patio furniture from Ace Swim and Leisure. No pressure, no gimmicks, just a best price guarantee.
Life is good. Enjoy yourself. Ace Swim and Leisure.
Ace Swim and Leisure, Chila, Webster, Brighton, and North Greece.
If you're a mature adult over the age of 18 and you're looking for some mature entertainment, Show World would like to extend an invitation to visit them at any of their three area locations. 585 Monroe Avenue near Goodman, 1167 Brighton Henrietta Town Line Road by Jefferson Road, and in Waterloo, across from the Premium Outlet Mall. The Henrietta and Waterloo locations are in suburban settings with plenty of discreet well-lit parking. Show World may not be for everyone, but if you're a mature adult and are looking for the best in adult entertainment, visit any Show World location. Monroe Avenue, Henrietta, and the newest Show World in Waterloo, across from the Premium Outlet Mall.
Go to Nokia.com/us to order Nokia mobile phones, service, and accessories shipped directly to you.
Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Guy.
I don't know.
I've never heard that one before.
He's a local DJ on one of our sister stations.
Well, I know that, but I suppose I should let you know then that we are Soundbites, and I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm confused.
You can be confused, but you're the one pushing the buttons over there.
And I'm Rob Linton, the professional here.
See it again. You'll see that it wasn't one of our intros. It was an intro, but not a Soundbites intro. That's okay. It doesn't matter. I'd never heard it before, and it was interesting to me.
Caught us off guard after a year and a half. You know,
we never listen to anything that goes on.
I like to shake things up around here to keep you guys on your toes.
And I've been on my toes, but right now I'm on my chair. And
do you like the way he's backpedaling?
It's okay.
Very professional.
He's backing up good. He's doing a good job there.
He's a trained professional.
I didn't mess up. Just before we get... No, you didn't mess up.
No.
I didn't say mess up. I said it was different and therefore interesting. I like change. I just don't like it.
No, I like change.
I can't think of
it. You're still getting used to his glasses.
I just got these new glasses. I can't see a dang thing now. Everything is so clear. It's
I
terrible.
Didn't know they made quad focals.
Get away from me. And this is just one pair. I have another pair in the car. But just before we go back to the phone, I think it's important, speaking of websites, to talk about a very interesting website.
Yeah, this is me.
Be very, very quiet. It's the WHAM website of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not Joe Alasky. Okay, I admit it.
We got to get him here.
We should. I don't know where he is. They probably don't remember me. We have, every week we try to bring you a brand new website. This website is actually near and dear to my heart. FortRochester.com. That's F-O-R-T. That's Friends of Rochester Troops. Rochester, FortRochester.com. It's a brand new website. There's hardly anything there at the moment.
Just got up last night?
Just got up a day and a half ago, I think. There's four important things on it. There's local links to news. There will be an events calendar. There's a set of updated breaking news stories. And then a discussion forum. And the whole point of this, it's a place for the people of this area to support our troops here in America and around the world. Leave messages of support and encouragement. We'd love to see that. If you have friends or family in the military, Fort Rochester is your way to stay in touch with events both here and abroad, and we'd like to have your involvement. It's a work in progress, so if there's something you want to change, let the folks at Fort Rochester know. It's sponsored by the Rochester Freenet, Inc., which is a nonprofit community service supporting the online needs of Greater Rochester. The thing about this is everybody over there has got email, and everybody's got web access.
Right.
So you can send individual messages, but there aren't any places, at least that I know of, where you can be a community together, where you can support each other as well as support them,
right.
Get involved with people. If there's people over there who you don't know, you can't reach them. Hopefully they will hear about this, get involved, and get online and talk, and make some new friends as they're over there. That's the sort of thing that we're hoping for. It's fortrochester.com. Now, I happen to know that we have listeners over there.
Yes, we do.
And God bless each and every one of you where you are in our hearts and in our prayers every single day. We are proud of you.
We even know the 101st right here from Rochester.
Yep.
I forget the colonel's name, but he was saying how what he could, he enjoyed being able to go to our website, download, and listen to some of the old shows. It brought a little of Rochester in his Saturday afternoons right there to where
he
was.
So they're listening off the archives, which is fine. Apparently the skip isn't good enough to get there.
They're working at it
right now. But we I can't say this enough. We are proud and honored to have you there for us.
God
bless each and every one of you and come home safe. In the meantime, however, join us on that discussion forum, and we'd love to see your involvement there, and we'd love to have all of you listening get to fortrochester.com, sign up, and become part of the discussion group.
And we got to say very special thanks to Jerry Seward for making this happen.
Jerry Seward of CLSS Enterprises. I noticed he didn't bother to put his name on any of that.
That's his style, though, and Jerry
is
just that way, and God bless him for doing it.
He's donating free space, and he's done a lot of it.
He's
beautiful.
Awesome.
Design is up there, and Jerry is among the best people I know. So, FortRochester.com, you should go there.
Check it out.
Join up and support our brave Americans. Our next caller is Frank. Welcome, Frank. Where are you calling from?
From Rochester.
Rochester, New York?
Yes, sir.
Hub of civilization in the Western world?
Yeah, could be.
Excellent.
Two quick questions for you. I just bought a new PC, and I got it with Windows 2000, but I needed to install Windows 98 because of a compatibility problem with the network.
Yeah.
I got it with 512 mega RAM. And I've heard you in the past say that Windows 98 doesn't run well with that much RAM.
Windows 98 doesn't need that much. It'll choke. But if you've got Windows 2000 at and say you're going to go up to XP, well, Windows 2000 and Windows XP.
I'm running Windows 98 on it for now.
All right.
So what should I use for RAM right now?
128 is more than enough.
256 is fine. Anything over that,
chokes it.
Windows 98 has a memory management problem. With anything much over 256 meg of RAM. It'll use it. It just often gets confused and, in fact, can slow down.
I've seen it lock it up sometimes, too.
The other question I have for you, does McAfee make a corporate edition antivirus like Norton has one where you can load it on the network and it'll download all your LAN PCs?
Yes, it does.
It's the McAfee Enterprise.
McAfee Enterprise Edition. It's a great product.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
I love that. It's a good question. We're going to take another quick break so that the real world can intrude, and we'll be back in a little while with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Franchise, on Tom Mike at 1180 WHAM.
When you think big, you go places. Get bigger rewards. That notion is especially true right now at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Because during the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales event, you can get big savings on every new Lincoln and Mercury in stock, including the redesigned 2003 Mercury Grand Marquis, the best-handling Grand Marquis ever, with improved steering, braking, and more horsepower. Available now with your choice of 0% APR financing or $3,500. $100 cash back. APR varies by term. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 3/31/2003. See dealer for details. The V8 powered full-size Mercury Grand Marquis. The best value in its class just got better with your choice of 0% APR financing or $3,500 cash back during the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event. But hurry, the offer ends soon. See your local Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Anniversary?
Yep, 5 glorious weeks.
Okay.
And you know how the 25th anniversary is silver and the 50th is gold?
Yeah.
Well, the 5-week anniversary is crustacean.
Crustacean, huh.
So, maybe we should celebrate at Red Lobster with some lobster and shrimp.
Any reason is a good reason to go to Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. And right now, you can get a succulent Maine lobster tail and your choice of freshly breaded shrimp or shrimp scampi for just $13.99. Only for a limited time during Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. Price is higher in Hawaii.
Your health is important. So is the health of your Nissan. Right now, your participating Nissan dealer is offering a free checkup at our Car Care Clinic. A quick and comprehensive 100-point inspection of your Nissan. Visit your local Nissan dealer service department, where Nissan-trained technicians using genuine Nissan parts are equipped to optimize their performance, reliability, and resale value of your car. Call your Nissan dealer today. The road to automotive health is paved by Nissan. Genuine service in parts.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Got a high-mileage vehicle? Fine. For a limited time, when you buy a case of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil at AutoZone, you'll get a check by mail for $10 in free gas. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Fry Brothers Vineyards, Modesto, California.
We all lead such busy lives. But there's a place where redwoods stand tall and time flows slowly. Redwood Creek. Where the tradition of taking time has never been forgotten. Where an unhurried approach to winemaking leads to a richer, more full-bodied Cabernet. Wines from Redwood Creek. Good things take time.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
So it begins.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
The question of whether there should be a war is moot.
These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign.
The question of how long it will last has just been asked.
To all the men and women of the United States Armed Forces now in the Middle East, the peace of a troubled world and the hopes of an oppressed people now depend on you.
What happens next? Here, News Radio 1180, WHAM.
I told my parents, like, just go to, like, bowling with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No, that's dating. Do you know your chances of getting date raped, pregnant, sexually transmitted disease, or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero because your parents have some backbone?
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on WHAM. News Radio 1180, WHAM. Rochester.
CBS News Update. I'm Ed Crane. CBS News Update. I'm Ed Crane. More action on the ground than in the air now in Iraq. It's approaching 10 p.m. Tonight's Allied aerial attack has been comparatively tame in Baghdad, although 7 explosions have been heard in the last few moments. Allied Commander General Tommy Frank says the coalition forces have succeeded in disrupting, if not crippling, the Iraqi military command.
I think that there is a certain confusion that is going on within the regime. I believe command and control is not exactly as advertised on Baghdad television.
While the coalition troops have captured the city of Nasiriyah, the fight for Basra, Iraq's second largest city, is much more intense. Sky News reporter Jeremy Thompson.
they hope, take Basra in the coming hours. There have been some fierce resistance around Basra. It's believed that the airfield to the west of the city has now been taken, and they would hope within the next 24 hours, maybe less, to take Basra itself.
CBS News Update, I'm Ed Crane.
Is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Holy cow, the little red light is on. That must mean we're back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enrich.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites right now. That's right now, this. Is soundbite.
You sure?
Wait. Yeah, that's what it says on the website.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're going to go back to the phones now. We have Wes from Colesville, New York. Wes, where is Colesville?
We're near Alden, East Aurora.
Okay. East Aurora, that helped. Okay. Alden didn't help me either, but East Aurora, I get. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to start learning all the Buffalo suburbs.
Yeah, right. Look at this. We got Buffalo people. I love to see
well,
this.
Well, maybe the Buffalo people should have us come out there and do a road show.
There you go.
There you go.
Right.
Give us your question, Wes.
Okay, I'm running XP on Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
Been having trouble with pop-ups.
Yes, you are.
I like using Hotmail. Downloaded a couple of pop-up killers, and they won't allow me to open up my address book.
Right.
What do I do? Is there anything to do?
Here's the problem, Wes. You've got is incompatibilities. Hotmail requires pop-ups.
Okay.
So you can't kill them. There are theoretically some pop-up killers. Stopzilla, the pop-up killer.
It's a good one.
At stopzilla.com. That theoretically, now I'm afraid I don't use it myself, and I should. They were very nice to send us some discs. I don't use it myself, but the theory is that it allows you to pick and choose who you block.
Yes, it will. I use it, and the only thing I've been disappointed with it so far is because it only works with Internet Explorer. So if you're using Netscape or Mozilla,
right? Need it. I use Mozilla, and I never see a pop up because I said no pop ups. But of course, I also don't use Hotmail where you need pop ups.
Yes.
So my suggestion to you, Wes, is to go to stopzilla.com.
That would help solve
you can also find that in many, many, many other cool places on our website, soundbites.org. And down in the lower right corner is a link section. And one of the links is I heard a website on your show. You go there, and on the left is a list chronologically from each show of the places we mentioned. And since we've already mentioned Stopzilla, it won't appear there. But on the right is an alphabetical list. So if you forget where it is, you can just go find it on that list.
Okay.
It's stopzilla.com. Check it out. Read the specifications. If it looks like what you need, it's not terribly expensive, and it does a great job.
Try it.
If any of your listeners have been using it and been through this problem, I would appreciate hearing from them.
That's exactly
well, like
right.
I've been using this Stopzilla on just the Internet Explorer. Of course, I don't have the Hotmail, but yes, it will ask you. You can pick and choose what pop-ups you want to allow to come up. So in this case, you could say yes to your Hotmail pop-ups and any others to totally ignore them.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good.
And, of course, you can always get on our forums, leave a message there, because we have many, many knowledgeable people in the forums. We can't use all the programs. They use, but with enough people, you get eventually get somebody to use something somewhere. Thank you very much, and to all our Buffalo callers, keep calling in. Thanks.
Yes.
We're going to go back to a somewhat more local to us area. Hugh from Webster, New York. Welcome, Hugh. What's your question?
How you doing?
Good.
I have an old computer. It's an IBM Optiva. It's got Windows 95 in it, and I have Net Zero for my mail. And now, all of a sudden, I'm having a problem where I log on everything and get into the net mail, but it starts delivering, but I can't see anything.
What do you see?
I see my mail coming in. Like it says, you have so many messages, and it starts. Like it's dumping it, but then nothing really is happening.
What version of Internet Explorer are you using?
I don't really know. I'm kind of a neophyte in the computers.
Does the screen freeze, or you just not see the new mail?
I cannot see the new mail. Like you said, there's nothing there. I mean,
right. You see the old mail. You see whatever else was on the screen, like click here, the compose button or whatever.
Right.
But you don't see the new mail.
Right.
It could just be you have a really, really big file coming in and it's going to take a long time to download.
Right. How long have you waited before you did anything?
What do you mean, how long I waited?
Well, when you see mail starting to come in, it starts counting down the mail you have.
Yeah.
And you are getting that mail. How long have you waited before you got, like, upset and turned it off or whatever?
Well, it varies, I guess. I get kind of frustrated with it, right?
Right. Steve may be right. You may be getting something with, say, a big picture on it.
Mm-hmm. Or several files with pictures.
Several files with pictures, and of course, the stuff doesn't get to you because you don't wait long enough for all the mail to finish downloading.
There should be
backing up and making it that much longer if he's getting frustrated.
Right, and when you stop, and when you start over again, right. It has to re-download the ones it already did.
Right.
There should be a little triangle on that progress bar that tells you how many mail messages are waiting.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. But as I say, it says I have that.
Right. Well,
then it starts dumping, but doesn't. And it clicks and goes away.
There should be a little triangle that opens up more details to show you exactly how many K of each message it's downloading.
Right.
To let you see if it is still downloading something in the background.
Yeah. Did I have interrupted something? I was deleting some stuff there at one time.
Yeah,
did that cause a problem?
Yeah, deleting is bad. Have you tried reinstalling? Is Net Zero a web-based thing?
No.
Try reinstalling your Net Zero.
Okay.
And see if you that's where I would start if I were you.
Or look for any updates.
If you accidentally deleted something. Start with reinstalling and then go look for updates.
Okay.
Another thing that's possible is I haven't used the Net Zero mail client, but in other mail clients, you can filter your inbox, so it only shows you messages from Jim or only shows you unread messages. We've had a couple of people who accidentally change it to only show read messages.
Right.
So every unread message that comes in, it's there. You just can't see it because there's a filter turned
Good
on.
Good point.
Yeah. See if there's a command for filtering, email filter or show filters or show all messages versus showing just read messages.
Right. That's what it seems to be doing. Like
yeah.
I said, I can't see anything. It's not dumping anything where I can view
Excellent
anything.
Point, Steve. Give those things a try, Hugh, and let us know.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks again.
Our next caller, Steve from Gates, New York. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Hi, line one. To you guys right from the beginning. I've learned a lot, so thanks a lot.
On line one, we've had three Steves call in on the same phone
Steve
line.
Steve from Batavia, Steve from Greece, and now Steve from Gates.
Cool.
Apparently, folks, if you call in on line one and you're not Steve, we hang up on you. Go ahead, Steve. What's your question?
Well, I've got a HP Pavilion laptop, mm-hmm. and it involves MP3 files. I'm trying to upload some of my music to a BBS that does that for bands, and I've done it through Real Player. It accepts the file on their end. It says the song is pending. When you go to play it for review, it comes up on AOL Media Player as connecting, and it never retrieves the song. I've done it through their system, and they recommend instead of AOL, you go through Internet Explorer.
Right.
I've done that. I've gone through Real Player, which comes up sending me an error message that says report problem to Microsoft.
Right.
But the BBS is all automated, and they just say they've got it, and you should be able to play it. So all it does is say connecting. And I know it's MP3 because I've sent it to somebody else, and I've played it. And I'm just at my wit's end, and they're not giving me much help.
Have you tried using a real FTP program?
No.
Web browsers and media players usually don't upload files. They only download.
WS_FTP.
Is a common one. QFTP is another one. FTP is file transfer protocol, and that's how files were meant to be transmitted around the Internet.
Well, you've got some sort of form you fill out, right?
And
you point it to the file and click OK, upload this, and it uploads it.
Yeah, it says successful.
Do that.
But if that doesn't work, they tell you to attach it to an email.
Right.
And
have you tried attaching
it
to an email?
Yeah, they receive it. It says the name of the song, and you have to play it back for review. And it just says connecting, and it never plays a song.
If you play back other things from that site, do you see them? Do you get them?
Yes. It says buffering, and I can play back everybody else's music.
You might want it, just for tickles and grins, Steve, in your Outbox.
Yep.
Should be the emails that you've sent out.
Yep.
And it should be that song with that attachment.
Right.
Try just double-clicking on that attachment just to make sure that, you know, it is getting sent with it.
I've seen it there, but you mean try to open it up?
Try to open it up just to verify.
I'm afraid that's the best answer we have. And once again, we have to take a quick break for the real world. But keep us informed what goes on there, Steve, and we'll get back to you if we can think of anything else. Back in just a couple of minutes with Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Anniversary?
Yep, 5 glorious weeks.
Okay.
And you know how the 25th anniversary is silver and the 50th is gold?
Yeah.
Well, the 5-week anniversary is crustacean.
Crustacean, huh.
So, maybe we should celebrate at Red Lobster with some lobster and shrimp.
Any reason is a good reason to go to Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. And right now, you can get a succulent Maine lobster tail and your choice of freshly breaded shrimp or shrimp scampi for just $13.99. Only for a limited time during Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. Prices higher in Hawaii.
It's the March Mania sales event this week at the Doan Family of Dealerships.
Choose from over 2,000 new and used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Doan's March Mania sales event is the only place to buy your next vehicle. We haven't seen deals like this anyplace else.
Only Doan delivers thousands in factory rebates.
Finance rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months. And March Mania sales event savings of over $12,000 on select vehicles.
Choose from the very best of every Doan dealership.
Doan Chrysler Jeep. Doan Dodge. Doan Lincoln Mercury, Doan Nissan, Doan Chevrolet Oldsmobile, and the all-new Doan Buick GMC. Every Doan dealership has an impressive selection of used vehicles, too. All specially priced for this incredible sales event starting at under $3,000. Maximum factory incentives, 0% financing, and incredible March Mania savings. Only this week and only at Doan. Doan delivers the March Mania sales event. This week only at all 5 Doan dealerships on West Ridge Road. See DoanDelivers.com for details.
Today, finding a job can be challenging, and the first step in getting to work is getting to an interview. Hi, I'm Bill Nojay. As volunteer chairman at RTS, we want to make sure that during these difficult economic times, we're doing all we can to make your life easier. That's why we've started Jobs First. For our economy to improve, we've all got to get to work, and the first step in getting to work is getting to an interview. That's where we can help. If you're interviewing for a new job, give us a call. We'll send you a bus pass so you can get to the interview and back home again, free. It's that simple. Jobs First at RTS. Call us at 288-1700 so we can help you help your family. 288-1700. When it comes to getting our economy moving, you have a partner. RTS and Jobs First. Because finding a job is hard enough. Getting there shouldn't be.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, we are Sound Bites, and I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton. The magnificent Rob Linton, who keeps us on track. The only reason we get through this show in a week is poor Robbie standing there going, break, break!
You know, we should warn the young ladies out there that there is rumors.
Are there rumors?
There's rumors floating around.
I've heard those rumors.
That he, too, might show up to Soho.
Oh, those rumors. No, I didn't hear those.
I was going to say, what rumors are you talking about, Dave?
I heard the other
you
rumors.
You ladies.
I heard the rumors about the underwear, but I think that...
Oh, we won't go to that. That's another show.
Well, we have those nice pictures on our website.
No, they're foreign.
They took them off of her. Yeah. His.
All you single ladies might want to come down. And, you know, because you hear us constantly.
Check out the Robster.
Yeah.
I know you've seen the pictures on our website.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Come down and
horrible.
Really meet them in person.
Thanks to Dave again for, Steve for grabbing those pictures. Those lovely.
Sure, exactly. Always willing to help.
Hey. Yeah,
I see nobody signed up for FortRochester.com yet, and I expect you'll all do that a little later today. I know you will, because you want to support the troops who are doing all the hard work. Well, we just sit back here and in awe and amazement. Shock and awe over there, amazement and awe over here.
Unbelievable.
And certainly gratitude and respect. Our next caller, Ron from Gates. We're sticking with Gates. Ron, what's your question?
Good afternoon, all you guys.
Good afternoon.
I'm running Windows 98 Second Edition, and up until just recently, I was using Internet Explorer 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a new scanner, and the disk that I received with it had Internet Explorer 6 on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I installed Internet Explorer 6, and when before that, my Windows Update site was working just fine. But now when I go to it, up comes a message that to display this page correctly, you need to download and install the following component, Visual Basic Scripting Support.
Yeah.
And when I try to do it, it won't let me, and it says that it's not available, and an update, Windows Update freezes at zero. So I know I'm lacking something, but I don't know where to get it from.
What I would suggest you start with is download the real Windows or IE 6 from Microsoft.
With the Service Pack 1 on it?
With everything. Service Pack 2.
Will that overwrite what I already have now?
Yes, it will.
Oh, okay. So that will give me the Visual Basic scripting done?
Yep. That's
okay.
The theory. We're not promising anything. We are not, in fact, Microsoft. But that is the theory.
I won't be any worse off.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
And if that doesn't work, is there something else that I can do?
No, that Service Pack, I think it's 2. The most recent download in that will fix the problem.
I'll get that right off of Microsoft's site.
Yeah. You might be able to uninstall 6 and go back to 5.5.
Well, as a matter of fact, if you can get Internet Explorer going,
mm-hmm.
you just go to Tools, and the third option down is Windows Update.
Well, that's I go to that,
that's
but I get
well, that's
same,
where the problem is. He's got
the same business.
He's
got
to have VB Script in order to run that.
Then
thing.
Just go right directly right. to the site.
And that's the only. That seems to be the only site that I have problems with is Windows Update.
Right, because you have to have VB Script.
Yeah, go there manually.
Yep.
Okay, just download this 6.
You got it.
Got it
from the site. Okay, and by the way, I enjoy your show very much, and. Just as I turned the radio on, I heard something about the road show. Is that canceled?
It is canceled, I'm afraid, yes. But it is postponed.
Rescheduled.
It will be,
okay,
I'm
because
sure
I was out to the last one and really enjoyed it. I thought it was real good, and I'm kind of looking forward to the next one if you have one.
Well, thank you, and we will, and we're looking forward to it.
If you get a chance, we're going to be at the Soho Show on Tuesday.
At where?
The Soho Show at the Rochester Convention Center from 11 to 2.
Soho stands for Small Office Home Office.
Okay, gotcha.
There you go.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Have fun. Our next caller, Jim from Greece. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I've got a IBM ThinkPad. I got a T23, and it's got Windows 2000 on it. I use digital projectors a lot in my work, and out of the box, this thing's worked great for over a year. I made the mistake of upgrading to Service Pack 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and now the only way the projector works is if I boot up with the projector plugged into the video port.
Yep.
Is there any way I can go back to an older driver?
If you saved the uninstall information. When you install a service pack, asks you if you want to save the uninstall information to let you uninstall it. So you can check your AdRemove programs and see if you can uninstall it. You also might want to check IBM's website for an update to the video driver that would support the service pack.
Right, that's where I'd start because going back leaves you vulnerable to certain things that the service pack fixed.
Okay, when I did... I tried several times to look for new updates, and what they want to do is they want to give me the driver again, but they also insist that I take this PC doctor, which doesn't make any sense to me.
No, you shouldn't need a PC doctor.
Well, it's a diagnostic program that some companies use so that when you call them on the phone, they can have you run this and get information.
Yeah, certain information to help them.
Okay. Can I ask you one quick question about Norton?
Yeah.
I changed computers from... mine to my son's machine, and I transferred over my files, including my systems work, and I can't get the live update to work, and I've been through the Norton.
Did you reinstall it or just copy it over?
Reinstalled it.
Mm-hmm.
Put in all my numbers and the whole nine yards, and it took it, but it won't do live update. So the only remedy on the website is to say either pay lots of money for the service to call them or reload up, live update.
And what happens when you try running live update?
It gives me a can't find the catalog of things I want to try and update.
One question for you: what version of Windows are you running?
2000.
Make sure your TCP/IP. I don't know if 2008 is a built-in firewall, like XP.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it does have.
You might want to check there because I had a client that had XP and the firewall was enabled, even though he's behind a firewall. And if it, in this case of the XP machines, all we had to do was turn off the internal firewall for XP, and then it started updating again.
That makes a lot of sense.
There's also Technos on Symantec's website about this live update problem, because I've been through it with customers. And
I've been through every one of their little help things, and nothing seems to remedy the problem.
And you've tried uninstalling live update and reinstalling it?
I've tried that. In fact, I've tried uninstalling systems work and reinstalling.
Yeah, look for that firewall.
You might have. Well, one of the problems we run into is even when you uninstall a program, it can leave remnants of itself.
Oh, always in the registry.
Yeah. If you have no other Symantec programs, you can uninstall your system works and then go through the registry looking for Symantec entries and delete them.
Okay.
If you're familiar with how to use the registry, it's not something that's
people
can use.
It doesn't scare me.
Right. So
notice it's the Mac guy blithely telling people to go play around in the Windows registry. Yeah.
But yeah, there could be something left in the registry that is making Live Update think there's already something there, so it doesn't have to reload it again or weird problems incur.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Very helpful. Enjoy your program. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Our next caller is Paul from Gates. Welcome, Paul. What's your question?
Hey, guys.
Back to Gates.
I'm running Windows XP Professional.
Yeah.
And I can't seem to start it. And it just the problem that just occurred this morning, and I don't know what to do.
It's best to do new things or have problems Friday night or Saturday morning. That's, I think, best. Well done, Paul.
Thanks.
Well, go into safe mode.
What,
no.
When you say won't start, what do you mean?
I mean it won't start. I get a message that says Windows was not successfully started, and then it gives me a couple other messages. I tried to start it in safe mode to try to do a restore. Nothing. I keep getting the same. The message that pops up for about 2 seconds says there's a registry file failure, and the registry cannot load the file Hive.
And you've done a. You've tried to do a last known good configuration?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you've got a registry corruption.
You might want to try reinstalling XP over XP.
Yeah.
Now, when you get to that first screen, when you put the CD in, I think it wants because I've only done it a couple times. I'll learn this more as I do it more. I'm sure I will.
And you'll have the opportunity.
Yeah. You'll either get a repair or recovery, and you can just say no to that and say continue, and then there's a repair. And what that do is the second screen that you go to that offers you a repair or reinstall, that's the one you want, not off the main screen. And what it'll do is put XP over XP.
Okay, no, you said I'm going to first get a message that says repair or recovery.
You just go recovery, and then it'll take you to the next screen.
And then that's the screen that I hit.
Right, yep. There you go. I'm afraid we're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton for being here, keeping us on the straight and level. Please go to FortRochester.com and help support our folks overseas. We'll be back next Saturday at 12:20 p.m. I'm Nick Francesco. This is Soundbite, and we are 1180 WHAM.